Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel joining us after this.
Hey, is a PowerFlex HL really powerful and flexible?
Yep. Gives winter weed growers powerful weed control and rotational flexibility.
Powerful and flexible like a muscular slinky?
Not exactly.
A lumberjack after a yoga session?
Not even sure what that means.
It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Look, you can learn all about PowerFlex HL at PowerFlexHL.com.
And that's like a...
It's a webpage on the internet.
Now you're speaking my language.
Dow AgroSciences. Solutions for the growing world. Always read and follow label directions.
Some things in life that you just can't choose. Some things in life you'd never choose. Changing diapers, ew. You can't choose your family either, but you love them anyway. Now at Pioneer, it's your choice. With unlimited talk and text and enough data for everyone, Pioneer's new plans make it affordable to add your entire family. Now that it's your choice, you can add 2 gigabytes of additional data for each family member you add. So make it your choice. Pioneer Cellular.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today as we think a little bit about our current prices on these replacement females that are being sold back out in the country. And it's not just the replacement females that seem to be commanding a really strong price right now. It's just females that are being liquidated, sent on through the slaughter chain. More and more, we're getting very close to parity between steer prices and heifer prices.
You know, the heifers are closing the gap a bit on steers, as we sort of expected. We've been anticipating this for a while. Heifers obviously are in demand for retention. They also have a lot of demand as feeder cattle because of the overall tight supplies. And we're beginning to see some market reports now where heifers that are not necessarily designated as replacement heifers, but the percent discount of heifer price to steer price is less than normal this fall. We're seeing that right now a little bit more in the northern plains, but I think it will happen more generally across the country as we go farther into this calf market this fall.
Daryl, it seems like all of our cattle prices holding up really well right now. What about our beef prices? Where do you see our beef prices headed here in the final quarter of 2014?
You know, we've got record high prices. We're looking at generally higher prices. Beef production continues very tight. So far this year, we've got beef production down about 6%. Slaughter's down about 7%. And, you know, on an annual basis, we look at 2015, we're talking about still higher prices yet and a continued decrease in beef production.
Daryl, for the producer, it's trying to decide if he wants to expand or even get into the business, period. Is it worthwhile right now to do so?
You know, if you want to be in the cattle business anytime in the next 5 or 6 years, I think you want to get in now, sooner rather than later. It's not too late at this point. There will be a time somewhere down the road where it will be too late, but that's probably 2 or 3 years out from here.
Daryl, for the cattle producer, he gets his mama cow herd up and running right now. He's either got it in place or he expands it or he gets into the business with some females. This is the time to do that because you do want to have some calves available to sell within that next couple of years. Right?
Absolutely. You know, again, if you're going to be investing in cows, whether you're rebuilding from the drought or just generally trying to expand, you know, again, you want to do that sooner rather than later. These cow prices are very high, but they're going to go higher yet before this is all over with. And if you look at the value of these calves right now, it still sort of works. You know, it takes about 3 calves to pay for a cow right now, given these calf prices we're seeing.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. One thing that Daryl's been watching real closely this fall, by the way, is the condition of wheat pasture, the potential of wheat pasture. The rains of this week, the last couple of days, most certainly puts us in a position where we should have ample wheat pasture for the available cattle this fall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbors, want to remind you about the Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale they've got set for Saturday, November 1st, 11 a.m., Apache, Oklahoma. About 800 head total will be offered, including 400 AI'd heifers off the Nott Ranch. For information, you can call Bob Rodenberger at 405-641-8998, Greg Griffin at 918-306-1359. Apache Livestock Auction special replacement female sale coming Saturday, November 1st. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.